Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
VoiceOver Coffee Shop, Episode 50.
Welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we share our morning with some of the finest names in voiceover. And now, here's your host, voice actor Andrew Morrison.
Hi there. My name is Andrew Morrison, and welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we start our day with some of the finest names in voiceover. If you'd like to get to know a little bit more about me, feel free to check out my website at www.andrewdmorrison.com. In this episode, we have my very dear friend who specializes in TV affiliate VO, Aaron Bradley. If you have ever listened to your local or national TV news station, you've more than likely heard Aaron's voice. From CBS to Fox to CNN, he has voiced some of the biggest TV programs on the planet, and his list of clients is constantly growing. Today, we'll talk about what is TV affiliate voiceover, marketing to TV affiliate work, and preparing to perform in network television. So how are you doing today, Aaron?
I'm doing good, man. I've got my coffee, and we were chatting a little bit, man. We're pumped up. We got the caffeine going.
Yeah. How do you take your coffee in the morning?
You know, I take it, I used to take it black, but now I started adding, you know, my weakness is the Splenda. So I'm putting like two Splendas in it just to get the sugar and the caffeine going early in the morning.
Right. I don't like the aftertaste of Splenda, but yeah, no, yeah. I get exactly what you mean. Whenever I'll use Stevia if I'm wanting to do like a little or monk fruit sweetener. Monk fruit's really good.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I had it. You're the healthy one, not me.
So I know you do a lot of TV affiliate work. Did you get started in voiceover immediately doing TV affiliate, or did you start in another avenue of voiceover? How'd you end up in this industry?
Yeah, so I actually started way back in 1999. Okay. I was working in radio and then television news. After that, I was on air doing the weather and did some news reporting. So the whole time I was working in TV, I had the home studio in the closet and traveled, you know, to succeed in that industry. But I was always doing, you know, kind of smaller jobs, and I was on the pay to plays. I signed up for Voice 123 back in 2003. So I was one of the original members of Voice 123, but was always keeping busy. And then decided after 10 years in that business, I had, you know, I was always put on the morning show, my luck.
Right. So,
yeah, I was waking up at 2:30 in the morning. And after 10 years of that, decided, you know, let's really get these contracts that, you know, that are sort of in the works with voiceover, pursue them, and moved out to the West Coast and made a go of it. But when I moved out to the West Coast, I was actually doing more commercial work. Being somebody that worked in news, and they used to, the TV affiliate voiceover guys used to introduce me when I did the news.
That's cool.
So yeah, it was always in the back of my head. And I met with a talent agent who said, man, you would just kill it in TV affiliate, and signed with the agency CESD. Yeah. And really gone from there. And it's grown. It's really been a rewarding facet of my voiceover, you know, portfolio. And it's primarily the bulk of my day is TV affiliate.
So how does TV affiliate work differ from TV promo work? Because I know those are two different categories.
Yeah. So we know that because when we go to a voice actor's website, there's always TV promo demo, then there's a TV affiliate demo. So mm-hmm. you're right on the money. They're two different areas, and TV promo, just so you know, is more network based. So that's network work, doing promos that are air nationally. TV affiliate is you're an affiliate of a network in a certain city. So there's 211 television markets in this country. Biggest is New York. Some of the smaller markets are in Montana, and each one of them has like four affiliates of the network. So you have Fox, you have ABC, NBC, and CBS. And every one of those needs voice actors to do local promos. So a good way to decipher it is TV promo is national, TV affiliate is local.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So do the reads differ any, or like how do you prepare for those?
Yeah. So a lot of the network news, because I'm primarily doing news. So if you were to compare local news promos to national news promos, they're still the same. I would say in TV affiliate, you do get a little bit more time. We do, you know, either 15-second primarily or 30-second promos. So you're going to get a little bit more time if you're doing local versus national. So you don't have to read as fast. So that's the good thing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you market to TV affiliate, to do TV affiliate voiceover? Are you marketing to a specific person directly within like the giant, like would you send somebody to somebody, an email to somebody in Fox or like NBC, or like, would you go to the channels directly, like to like the Atlanta local morning news? Like how would you navigate that if you're wanting to get into that market?
Yeah, no, good question. And I think, you know, when we look at this, we have to sort of break it down on a local level. So every TV station has a hiring manager within the affiliate that's called the Creative Services Director. We call them the CSD. And the Creative Services Director is over all the voiceover talent for the station. They're over all the imaging. They're over all the promos, sort of the feel of the station, the slogans they use to market the station. And they're responsible to hire voice actors that sort of fit their niche of style that they want. And you would market directly to them. I do it, you know, and that's, I teach a course in this. I primarily do it on my own, doing direct marketing to the creative services director. You know, I have an agent that helps me, and that's been great. But, you know, I started doing this just by marketing and really, you know, hitting the ground, marketing to creative services directors. And it grew, you know, it grew from there.
So when you're doing coaching, how are you preparing people to put themselves in front of those creative services directors?
Like, yeah,
what tools are you giving them?
Yeah, so I teach a class in this. It's called the TV Affiliate Bootcamp. It's with myself and Bill DeWeese.
Yeah.
Yeah, who you know and who is a guest on the show. And a great guy. He gave me a shout out on your podcast.
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah, he gave us our like initial like introduction, if you will.
that's right. Yeah, so we put a class together because every week, you know, I was having lots and lots of voice talent reach out to me asking me, how do I get into TV affiliate? How do I get into TV affiliate? Mm-hmm. So I figured, you know, there's enough people here and enough questions that we can structure some sort of a class to answer that question. Right. And I didn't have the infrastructure, you know, 55,000 YouTube followers as Bill has now. I didn't have the infrastructure to do a class on a larger level. So Bill and I kind of partnered up, and he has the infrastructure to provide the class. I teach the class. But what we do to answer your question, to prepare, you know, students for it, is one, we teach them how to be a performer. So when we say performer, you might think, oh, well, I already kind of know that. There's a style, and one is using a shotgun mic, but there's a style that TV stations look for, that the hiring managers look for, a certain sound. And we teach the performance end of it first. And then from there, we start talking marketing, and we say, you know, there's a master database. It's got all the hiring managers in the country. It's over 3,000 email addresses, and we teach direct email marketing and how to, you know, solicit them without being annoying, how to put your email together, your template together. I've done mailings. I've done postal, you know, mailings to these creative services directors. So it's a big, you know, process. And then once you have the performance, you have the marketing, then what we do is we go into the demo. The demo is really your calling card. That's your way in the door. So if you have those three components, you can attempt to tackle this, and you can, you know, really hit the ground tomorrow. If you had all those three things, you can just start tomorrow. That's the good thing about it.
Do you believe that a shotgun mic is the only mic that you could use I know that shotgun mics give you like that extra like pop and like that front and center lift to your voice, but you don't think it can be done with like a dynamic mic or a cardioid mic?
You could do it. I mean, just a regular, you know, most mics look like a fist, right? So you're getting, you know, like 360 degrees of noise, and you're getting 360 degrees of sound. So most of the TV promos are you're talking a little bit louder. You're not as intimate. So if I was doing, you know, like an audio book, or I was doing a commercial with a really feel good sound, I would switch to the TLM 103. But for promo work, and the standard is the Sennheiser 416, just because it gives you that direct sound. So even like entertainment promos for the affiliates are more, you know, Seinfeld tonight, it's still you're more direct. And if I was doing like an investigative piece, it's still more of a direct sound. So if you think shotgun mic, you think direct. If you think, you know, the other mics, right, you can think more intimate. So TV affiliates really not intimate. So that's why the shotgun mic is preferred. I mean, if you're on a real low budget, there is a shotgun mic. It's called the Deddy. The Deddy mic is available for $369. It's a knockoff of the Sennheiser 416. So it's pretty much an identical mic, and you can get it on Amazon. But yeah, we recommend shotgun mics.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So now that you're not doing as much in studio, like how has your day-to-day life changed ever since the pandemic happened? Or were you always doing everything inside your booth?
Yeah, I was primarily, I mean, I really switched over to TV affiliate work heavily about 7 years ago. And that's when I started really, and it grew from there, really started to structure my day to just target and work for TV affiliates. So all that's done in your home studio. You don't need to go anywhere. During the pandemic, my life didn't change at all. Got a little lonelier, but for voiceover purposes, it didn't change. So I structure my day right around the home studio. And you know, that's the beauty of TV affiliate, is you can do it all from home. So
now, is it back to back? Is it like promo where they're like, we need this now and we need this instantly, where it's difficult to like take a vacation?
Yeah, I mean, you can still take vacation, but you're right. I mean, you're on a ticking clock, and you know, when they send it to you, I always tell people it's a juggling act in the morning, because you're getting all these emails. And this is if you have multiple stations, you're going to be getting, you know, quite a bit of emails in the morning. I'm on the West Coast, so I voice East Coast stations. So there's that 3 hour difference. So they're sending me at like 6 a.m. my time. I'm getting emails, and it's the script. The email is the script that you have to read. So I'm deciphering what needs to be read first. If it's, you know, I did yesterday a rubber ducky promo for a charity. So, and it was for the local TV station. So I kind of put that one in the back, and then all the other ones that were more like topicals, news oriented, breaking news, I structure them to do them first. And you're on a ticking time clock. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the things you find out as you do this more and more is if you're slow, they end up not renewing you. So it's really, really serious. You can get, you know, your contract terminated because you're slow. So they expect it within an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours at most. They want these things turned around. But as far as vacation, you know, we're under a contract. And that's one of the things in this class. We actually have sample contracts that I've signed, real contracts. And we help you negotiate those contracts and structure the contract so you have vacation time in the contract. And I get 3 weeks. I don't have to take my mobile rig with me when I have the 3 weeks vacation, but I do. And I say, you know, I'll do it late in the evening, so you're not going to have it in 2.5 hours. But when I'm on vacation, I try to say, hey, I'll do 24 hour turnaround, just so they have something. I do what's called topicals for these stations, which is the coming up, you know, coming up tonight. And, you know, you want to have those for the station with your voice. If you're not available, they'll use another voice talent, and you never know, they may like that talent better than you. So so I try to at least be there so they don't have to go to a backup, especially for, you know, like the topicals, the promos that I do, which is more an investigative piece or something more advanced. Those can usually wait kind of until you come back from vacation, and I never take the 3 weeks congruently. I never take them all together, so I'll break it up just a little bit. So I'm only gone usually a week at a time. So
well, how long are the contracts usually for?
They're a year. Yeah, it's a year contract. Okay. And the good thing about these contracts is you get paid every month. You're on a retainer. Literally, it's direct deposit. You give them your checking and routing number, and they direct deposit into your account every month, a retainer for the period of a year. So it's one of the only areas, in fact, network promo, unless you're signed as like the voice of a talk show or something, doesn't really even work on a retainer. So it's really good because you can get paid every month from it. So yeah, it's a year contract.
Uh-huh. That's really cool. So you were talking about how you get scripts at like 6 o'clock in the morning. What does your overall day generally look like doing TV affiliate work?
Yeah. So I always, in fact, one of the topics in the class is the day in the life of a TV affiliate voice actor.
Oh, I'm just going to ruin your whole class now.
Yeah. No, but it's, it was just from questions that came up. And, you know, you start off in the morning. I always tell students it's important to warm up. So when I when I wake up, I mean, I'm congested. I use I've got my, you know, trusty nasal sprays here, and I use nasal sprays. I've got mouth spray to kind of moisten, you know, the mouth. And then I do warm-ups while I'm eating. So if I'm eating, you know, breakfast, I'll sort of do the motorboat, which is the and I'll do an octave E. That's right. And I'll do an octave E, which is
You'll do it while you're eating?
I'll do it sort of, you know, at the breakfast table, you know, you know, just, and then once I get into the booth, what I'll do is obviously I decipher the emails, what needs to be done first. Mm-hmm. That's the most important. And then I'll review the scripts. I don't just start reading the script. So I'll, you know, with my DAW open, I'll record just for me, probably 3 or 4, sometimes even 5 takes of what I'm actually going to read, because, there's a flow, there's a certain cadence, there's a certain style, there's a certain emotion. There's really an ethos, you know, to this, that you really have to get into the groove before you start reading these things. And so I really study the script. Inflection is something I'll look for. Where do I need to put in inflection? And then unfortunately, you get like 15 seconds. So you've got to time it out. And if you're too intimate with certain words, you're going to go over. So you have to really sort of know what you're going to read. So I study the scripts and then I start voicing. And, you know, you do that really throughout the day. So it's, and then, let's say it's a slow news day. I have a big patio. I can sit out on the patio, have my coffee, you know, and hang out and just wait for the next email to come in. But if it's a full day, you're back to back to back to back in that booth, you know, 9 to 5. Doing these promos. So that's sort of how I structure the day, but it's, you're really just waiting for their emails. And if you get multiple stations, I mean, you will be getting several emails an hour. So it adds up real quick.
Gotcha. So yeah. What do you like to do outside of the booth? How do you kind of recharge your batteries? What things do you enjoy?
Yeah, so I'm actually a treasure hunter. I've got a couple. Cool. yeah, people are like, really? I've got a couple metal detectors, and a cousin of mine is an archaeologist. He actually works for the county government, and he's into fossil hunting. We found dinosaur eggs. I actually have them in the studio, fossilized dinosaur eggs. And I'm really into history, American history specifically as well. So I started collecting like Civil War relics and things like that. And so I do a lot of history based stuff. And then I'm in Southern California, so there's lots of hikes. So I'll do a lot of hiking just to kind of clear the mind. And you get weekends off, by the way. So you have your 2 days a week where you can, and I do a lot of kayaking as well. So
I love kayaking.
You know, it's sort of how I keep busy. Yeah.
Gotcha. So if you were to write a letter and then send it back to when you first started in the voiceover industry, what would you go back and tell your younger self?
Wow, man, you asked some good some good questions here.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's so yeah, I think when I started in this, I lacked the self-confidence that you're good enough. It wasn't necessarily self-confidence, it was the thinking in your head, you're not good enough. So I would tell myself, this is just a numbers game. That's all it is. You have a 90 plus percent chance of being rejected. Just, if you're on a cattle call audition, for example, with, voices.com or Voice 123, you're up against 130, 140 other, voice talents. So there's
Right.
clearly going to be rejection. But when I was starting, I mean, it was rejection after rejection after rejection. And it still is, to this day. And I would just say to myself, don't take rejection personally. It's, it is a form of show business, and show business is all about rejection. So,
That's why I don't like to look at it as rejection. I like to look at it as selection, especially having sat in the casting director's seat. They're not going, "Oh no, I reject this person. I reject this person." They might have like 10 people who they're like, "We love this," but they can only pick one. So,
Exactly.
I just like to every time I send an audition, I always pretend I'm in that top five spot.
That's awesome. Yeah. They say what rejection is selection, basically. So, I would have told myself, don't take it personal. Because when I started, I mean, I just, I just was really kind of like, man, I want to do this. I want to do this, but I don't think I'm good enough. So I'll just keep, and I had a good life. I was doing TV news, so it wasn't like I was, unemployed. But I just wanted to do this. So that's what I would tell my younger self.
Gotcha. And where can people find the boot camp?
So the boot camp is actually it starts pretty soon. So
Oh,
we're
okay.
we're September 12th. We're starting the boot camp. We're putting the waiting list together September 12th, and then the following week the class goes live. It's an 8-week class, so it's very,
Okay.
very intense.
Yeah.
It's a master class, and we can really structure them with the performance, the database, and the demo. So it's 8 weeks. In order to get on the waiting list, you can either email me directly, or you can go to tvaffiliatebootcamp.com. There's an hour-long webinar on there that Bill and I did. But the easiest way to really make sure you're not falling through the loop is just email me directly, and I'll make sure personally that you're on the wait list to get into the class. The class, by the way, is we're doing a 2-week intro to this, where we go into the basics of TV affiliate, and then the sort of the performance end of it. We're having that as $97, so it's a really low rate to get in to the 2-week part of this class. So that's again third week of September. So my email is Aaron. It's AARON at Aaron VO, AARONVO dot com. Just email me, and I'll forward it over to the team and make sure you're on that list to sign up. And they'll send you a sign up link where you can pay the $97 and get in on the class. So, and it's there's nothing. And the neat thing is, there's nothing else out there. I swear to God, man, nothing else out there for TV affiliate work. Nothing.
Right.
So this is.
I haven't seen anything. Yeah.
No, there's really not. This is it. So if you're watching this, you have an interest in it, this class is a no-brainer, especially at $97.
Right.
So yeah.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. This has been great.
And I always tell people that do these podcasts, we're isolated, we're in our booths, it gets lonely. So thanks, man, from the bottom of my heart for everything you're doing. You're
Oh,
kind of
thank you.
You're uniting voice talent with voice talent, and that's an awesome thing to do. So I really appreciate
Absolutely, my
it.
pleasure. I really hope you enjoyed all the amazing information Aaron was kind enough to share with us on how to break into the amazing market of TV affiliate voiceover work. If you want to know more about Aaron or join him for the TV Affiliate Bootcamp, feel free to email him at aaron@aaronvo.com, or you can visit his website at aaronvo.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop. For more information on guests, new episodes, and more, be sure to visit www.vocoffeeshop.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.